Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. With the governor's self-imposed budget deadline at hand, Jerry Brown asked lawmakers Wednesday to delay planned votes on his budget proposal, looking for more time to negotiate with Republicans. No timeline for the delay was suggested. The governor needs a two-thirds vote in the Assembly and Senate to take tax issues before voters in a special election this June. He's also called for over $12 billion in spending cuts. This morning in Congress, the House Homeland Security Committee holds a hearing to explore what it calls the extent of radicalization in the American Muslim community. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy spoke with California congressional members a few days before the hearing. One Republican says the hearing will take a balanced view of an important subject, but some Democrats worry that it will lead to religious intolerance.
Democrat Jackie Speier of San Mateo is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. She says radicalization and homegrown terrorism are a serious concern and legitimate topics for a hearing.
And it should be broad-based to look at those that could, in fact, be potential terrorists that are within our borders. And that's a real threat.
But Speier says terrorists should be targeted for their actions, not their religion. She says focusing on Muslims alone sets a horrible precedent.
I think it's very problematic, very divisive, and very discriminatory.
Speier isn't the only critic.
This is the first congressional hearing we have ever had based on religion.
Fellow Democratic Committee member Loretta Sanchez of Santa Ana represents the second largest Muslim community in America. She says focusing on one religious group is short-sighted.
You're going to be overlooking those who don't look like what you're looking for, who are actually going to be the ones who harm us, like Timothy McVeigh.
There have been protests and community gatherings in Los Angeles and New York denouncing the hearing. One Muslim leader labels it a witch hunt. Speaking on CNN, the Republican chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Peter King of New York, dismissed the critics.
They are caught in a world of denial. They want to believe everyone loves each other. We can all hold hands and kumbaya. My job is to keep Americans alive.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that there's radicalization going on within the Muslim community.
Congressman Dan Lundgren is the only California Republican on the Homeland Security Committee. He says there is an agenda for Thursday's hearing.
It is to confront the reality of the small, some might even say minute percentage of the Muslim community that appears to be intimidating the moderates in the Muslim community. And unless we recognize that, unless we talk about the radicalization, we don't help the moderate voices to be heard.
But Democratic Congressman Mike Honda of Gilroy sees a historic parallel. He was an infant when his family and thousands of other Japanese Americans were sent to internment camps after the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
I don't want to see happen again to anybody.
Honda recalls the conclusions reached by a congressional commission that examined the reasons why the U.S. government embraced the idea of locking up American citizens of Japanese descent.
One was war hysteria. The second was racial discrimination. And the third was failure of political leadership. And it's that piece that I think people like myself, who understand our history and our own experiences, want to be vigilant.
Well, I'm sorry that Congressman Honda didn't talk to me because I happen to be the vice chairman of that commission.
Again, Congressman Dan Lundgren.
And I see absolutely nothing in what we're doing that in any way, shape, or form compares with that. There is a reality of radicalization that is going on that we see, not just in the United States, but in other places. And unless we examine it, we run the risk of generalizations against an entire religion or an entire group. And we don't want that to happen.
Among those testifying at Thursday's hearing are the relatives of two men who became radicalized Muslims. Also addressing the panel, L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, who's been in the forefront of dialogue between law enforcement and Southern California's Muslim community. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.
In Washington today, two California sisters are attending a White House conference aimed at preventing bullying. As the California Report Scott Schaefer explains, the two women rallied behind a teenager who was repeatedly taunted by fellow students.
Sarah Booter was a freshman at a Marin County high school when she read about a teenage girl in a nearby town who was being bullied by her classmates.
They made I Hate Olivia bracelets, and they excluded her from all their clubs. And so she was so hurt by all this that she dropped out of her school.
So Sarah and her sister Emily launched a letter-writing campaign, asking fellow classmates to compose messages of support for the girl. To their surprise, letters poured in, first from their own high school and eventually from people all over the world.
After we received all these letters and sent them to Olivia, we realized that the issue of bullying is way bigger than anybody gives it credit for.
Sarah and her sister compiled the letters in a book titled Letters to a Bullied Girl. Now the sisters are both in college, but their high school project caught the attention of the Obama administration, which invited them to join school officials, parents, and community leaders at today's White House conference. On the agenda, topics like cyberbullying and what communities are doing to promote respect among students. California's education code requires schools to combat bullying based on gender, race, and sexual orientation. Stephanie Pappas with the State Department of Education says some schools are confused about what steps to take.
I think there were over 6,000 suspensions last year for bullying, which means there may be twice that number of incidents.
Pappas adds that California is one of the few places without a state law against bullying. There are currently six bills in the state legislature to create one.
I think a law will be the first step in defining the issue officially and in forcing schools to take some kind of action.
Last year, a 13-year-old middle school student in Kern County hanged himself after being repeatedly taunted with anti-gay epithets. A federal investigation into his death is now underway. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
That's the California Report for Thursday, March 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.